Welcome, great people, to May 15th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph D. Cristoforo. And for the next 5 minutes, I'm going to be talking about America, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But let's begin the show with the Pledge of Allegiance. So let's all stand up, face the flags, if you have one, and put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Booyah! Very cool. Now, on to today's program. I'll wish a happy birthday to Madeleine Albright. The Continentals capture Fort Granby. The Seven Years' War begins. Faith 7 launches from Cape Canaveral. And we'll also wish a happy birthday to Emmett Smith. All right, so now let's get started. 1937, happy birthday, Madame Cajones. Madeleine Albright became the first woman to represent the U.S. in foreign affairs as the Secretary of State. Like a boss! She was born in Prague in 1937, and she fled with her family when she was a toddler from Nazi invasion to England. Three of her grandparents died in the concentration camps of the Holocaust. They returned home to Prague after World War II, but the Soviets already set up a communistic coup. So that was no fun. She immigrated to the U.S., graduated from Wellesley College in 1959, got an M.A. and Ph.D. from Columbia University, and headed towards D.C., where she served on the National Security Council under President Jimmy Carter. After Carter's term ended, she taught at Georgetown University's School of Foreign Service until Bill Clinton came into office. She became ambassador to the United Nations and then was nominated Secretary of State in 1996. She was confirmed by the Senate 99-0 and was sworn in on January 23, 1997. In May 2012, she was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Barack Obama, and she serves as a director on the board of the Council on Foreign Relations. Madeleine Albright is fluent in English, French, Russian, and Czech. According to Makers.com, she was titled Madame Cajones by some Cuban air fighter, something like that. All right. 1781. Continentals captured Fort Granby, South Carolina. Major Andrew Maxwell commanded a company of 300 loyalists to protect Fort Granby below the Congaree River. The fort was a British post that protected a landing at Friday's Ferry. The combined forces of South Carolina militia, led by General Thomas Sumter and Continental Lieutenant Colonel Henry Lee, aka Light Horse Harry, laid a siege to the post on May 15th. Major Andrew Maxwell, who commanded the 263-man loyalist force, defended the fort to no avail. Maxwell agreed to surrender provided he was allowed to take his personal stash that he looted from the fort with him. Rewinding a few decades before that happened, 1754, and the Seven-Year War begins. Now, what does a French and English war have to do with America? Because that's where the war took place before this was the United States of America. The British won the war, and as a result, a lot of North American territory from the French and Native Americans, which strengthened British control in the 13 colonies and increased British presence from Louisiana through the Mississippi Valley and Great Lakes to Canada, as well as Spanish Florida. Although it was a victory for Great Britain, it was also expensive. The British began taxing the colonists to pay for the war effort, and, well, we all know where that led. Moving up to 1963 now, and Faith 7 launches from Cape Canaveral, otherwise known as Mercury Atlas 9, and piloted by Gordon Cooper, the spacecraft completed 22 Earth orbits before splashing down into the Pacific Ocean. Cooper's the first American astronaut to spend more than a day in space. And finally in 1969, happy birthday Emmett Smith. He used to play football for the University of Florida. Oh yeah, he also played for the Dallas Cowboys, where he moved his team to 3 Super Bowls. He's the only player who's won that championship, the NFL MVP, the NFL rushing crown, and the Super Bowl MVP all in one season in 1993. Okay, so that's it for May 15th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Yes, once again, I am your host, Joseph DiCristoforo. I got this website you got to take a look at. It's called Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson.com. Check it out. There's a comment board on there I want you to get involved with. This is where the interaction comes from. Let me know what you thought about today's program. For instance, what about Madeleine Albright? Did you love her? Did you hate her? Or do you just not care? That's cool either way. What about that Gordon Cooper story? How great was he for American space travel? Football fans, Emmett Smith, was he underrated or overrated in your opinion? So yeah, let me know what you think on the comment board. And be sure to check out tomorrow's show. I'll talk about Andrew Johnson, the Spaghetti-O, the Sedition Act, Top Gun, and Sammy Sosa. So until then, you can hit me up on Facebook and Twitter. And I want to thank my affiliate, Granite Coast Entertainment. You guys are awesome. So until tomorrow, thanks everyone for being great patriotic Americans, and we'll see you then.